Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Next couple of days as we head towards July 1st, we're going to be talking a lot about pot. Because on July 1st, it's legal. With some caveats. So we're going to get the legal perspective on this tomorrow and on July 1st. Today, I thought I'd talk about the medical circumstances we find ourselves in as more and more people experiment with, or maybe people who had smoked pot in the past will want to give it another chance now. Is this okay? Is this benign? No big deal? Is there anything we should know about it? I have my biases here, but I'm trying to get some objective analysis. Ken Finn is a doctor with Springs Rehab. And Ken, Dr. Finn, I'm glad to have you here this morning. What's your snap take on this push across the country to legalize marijuana consumption?
Buckle up.
You think so? Why do you say that?
Absolutely. This is a public health and safety concern. This is not the marijuana of even 10 years ago. These products that are available and accessible to youth or young people, adolescents, young adults, is very potent. And high potency marijuana is showing itself to be dangerous and deadly. With things like psychosis, like impaired driving fatalities, including healthcare utilization. I mean, this is just another addiction for profit industry that we have not done a good job with any of those industries: alcohol, tobacco, opioids, etc. They have done nothing but create societal harms. And marijuana has failed pretty much every single metric as it relates to public health and safety.
When you say it's more potent, how is that? You know, I get the difference. Like, if I have a Miller Lite with my hamburger on July 4th, I'm okay. I mean, if I drink eight of them, I've got a problem. But if I have one or two, I'm okay. If I have one or two mason jars full of moonshine, oh, I'm in big trouble. And people get the difference here. How has marijuana changed? What do you mean it's different than it was 10 years ago?
Well, people have chastised me for not recommending, quote, God's plant that's been around for thousands and thousands of years.
Mm-hmm, right.
But God's plant simply doesn't exist anymore. Those products are not available. For instance, the potency of God's plant was about 2 to 4% THC, which is the active component of the marijuana plant that will get you high and stoned. They don't have that anymore. The average THC potency in Colorado is about 17 to 20%. So a multitude higher, and that doesn't stop there. You have concentrates that are pushing, average 40 to 60% THC. And then you get into the dabs and waxes and shatters of today that are pushing 90, sometimes people are proud of their 100% THC crystalline marijuana products that are heated with a blowtorch, just like you do with crack cocaine and methamphetamine, to inhale the vapors. And these products are dangerous. And we're in uncharted waters. We do not know what the long-term effects are going to be on particularly the developing brain, women who may be using during pregnancy with these products, the exposure to the fetus. We are only now starting to see what the problems are going to be associated with these offspring that may be exposed during pregnancy.
Well, that's a really interesting angle. You know, I'm 50 years old. I've never smoked pot. Somebody jokingly asked me the other day, on July 1st, are you finally going to try it? I'm like, no, you know what? I've gone this long without it. I don't need it. And I got enough trouble with alcohol in my life. I'm not going to add another element to this. But if you're an 18-year-old, and inevitably if an 18-year-old is using something, somewhere there's a 15-year-old who's using it too, is there a real danger for that teenage age group if they're experimenting with this?
Yes, their brain is still developing. They are a vulnerable brain for things like addiction, risk-taking. We've all done stupid things when we were younger, and thankfully I made it through adolescence. The other concern that you have to be concerned about is the lack of regulation. These products are terribly regulated, poorly tested, frequently contaminated with things like pesticide, fungicides. Like, for instance, the fungicide commonly used in the marijuana industry is called mycobutanol. And there's no really good way to test the residual amount of mycobutanol on marijuana products, but when you heat it, it turns into cyanide. Denver has had recalls of arsenic, cadmium. The Secretary of State of Oregon just 2 years ago issued a marijuana audit report where they were only able to inspect 3% of their dispensaries for compliance and one-third of their growers for compliance. And so the Secretary of State of Oregon, which has had very robust marijuana programs for years, basically said, we can't even guarantee the products are safe for human consumption. Those are the concerns. And so patients that come to me, I do tell them, buyer beware, because what's in the bottle, it may not be what's on the label and vice versa.
Yeah. Virginia's kind of put everybody in a tough situation. I think from a political standpoint, a lot of Democrats wanted to clear this as a part of this racial justice, social justice movement, that somehow legalizing this would help the black community. And I'm not convinced of that at all. I think it's probably going to addict second tier, third tier down the road, addict more people and cause more problems because we're being lax. As somebody who works in a rehab center, I've had people very violently get upset with me when I suggest that there's a connection between starting to use marijuana and then moving on to harder drugs. I've witnessed it personally, so I can tell people that folks in my life that I'm very close to started smoking and then they graduated on because it wasn't enough for them. They've got addictive personalities anyway. They went on to harder stuff and screwed up. I mean, they've lost their jobs, they've lost their health, they've lost their families, and that's another reason why I haven't chosen to ever dabble in it, is I've witnessed this stuff up close. Is that me just being hypersensitive because I've witnessed it, or do you see that pattern in rehab centers like yours?
People argue with me with, it's clearly a gateway drug, and the industry is following the same playbook as big tobacco and alcohol. I mean, they say they're going to help these communities of color, when in actuality they're targeting vulnerable communities, particularly communities of color. It's just kind of ironic that they say we're going to help these people, but where do you think all the marijuana stores in Colorado are concentrated? Well, they're concentrated where all the liquor stores are, the tobacco and smoke shops are, and in poor communities of color. That's exactly where they concentrate. You're not going to find a dispensary next to the governor's mansion.
Yeah. And what happens? The people start smoking this, and then people who normally wouldn't have used another drug then just experiment?
Well, the data is very clear. The data is very clear. I mean, there's plenty of information in the medical literature that people that start or people that are using marijuana or cannabis 3 years later are more likely to have developed an opioid use disorder or misuse their prescription opioids. I mean, one of the platforms to legalize is it's going to help our opioid epidemic, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
But what happened last year? We had another record, and that interestingly correlates with more states that legalized for medical and recreational purposes.
I see.
In Colorado, since we legalized for recreational use, Our prescription opioid deaths have gone up 150%. Our fentanyl deaths have gone up 800%. Methamphetamine, cocaine, and heroin have all gone up anywhere from 45 to 300%. It has not helped our drug problem in America. It's actually worsened the drug problem in America. It's not been proven to be an opioid substitute.
Yeah.
And it's not helping the drug problem that our country is currently facing.
I think there's every reason to be cautious here, even though the laws are changing. Maybe your behavior should not change. You should stand on the sidelines, at least here at the beginning, if you're curious. Ken Finn, a doctor with Springs Rehab, I appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.